Some tequilas are loud and flashy, but others quietly define what great tequila should taste like. And today, I'm talking about one that deserves way more attention, Nueve Uno Reposado. If you've never heard of it, stick around because this one might surprise you. I actually interviewed Alec Becca from Nueve Uno a while back. If you missed that conversation, go check it out at the end of this video. He shared the brand story, how every bottle is meant to celebrate meaningful moments in your life from birth to rest. And just like the name, tequila feels intentional, reflective, beautiful, and balanced. Nueve Uno is crafted at NOM 1426 in the Tequila Valley, specifically in Amatatán, Jalisco. This region is known for deep volcanic soil, rich minerals, and a bold agave character. And this brings me back to my original step into the love of tequila. This is the distillery that made the blue bottle Cabo Wabo Tequila Reposado that I longed for so long. And finding this tequila brought me back to the tequila that I love, a traditional, great-tasting tequila. As always, 100% Blue Weber agave, but this one's organically grown in Amatatán. Cooking this in a traditional stone and brick oven, slow, patient, time is what it's all about. Extracted through a roller mill, open-air stainless steel tanks for fermentation, 100% agave juice, no fibers included, twice distilled in stainless steel pots. And this one is rested for 8 months in used American white oak bourbon barrels. 40% ABV, certified organic and kosher, which you don't often see together in tequila. Every step they do is about purity, patience, and the respect for the agave. Let's bust this one out. In this one, you'll notice in the glass, it's got a nice gold hue to it. Just a little bit of amber there. It really shows some nice legs on the glass. Rich body, great texture, right? So this one's almost gone. I absolutely love this tequila. It is easy to find. They have really good distribution, and you can find it here in good old Indiana. Right away, you get cooked agave, that barrel note, that aged musty barrel smell. I actually pick up some vanilla and caramel in the nose. But what I like about this one is the dried fruits, a hint of walnut and apricot that you get. Well, the cooked agave still stands right there in the middle. There's a little bit of a floral, like a violet nose, but I also get a lot of baking spices, some nutmeg, maybe even a little clove, which is kind of normal to have some of these herbs and this vegetableness in an agave that's grown in the Valles. This one has got a really great nose that's not completely overpowering. Let's dive into the palate. First sip, I immediately taste what I smelled. A little vanilla, a little caramel, some of that barrel note. Roasted, cooked agave with a lot of sweetness. A subtle fruit note. I actually get cherry along with that apricot that I got in the nose with a touch of spice at the end. It's sweet. It's not syrupy. The finish is slightly dry. And it kind of warms at the end, and you get that agave and a little bit of that oak. Let's try it again. That combination of sweetness, spice, and floral notes gives it a really great, complex texture. And it does remind me of that old school tequila that I fell in love with. The finish hangs around. It's long. It's very satisfying. I really like the way it tingles in the back of the tongue. I get a little bit of vanilla. I get a little bit of that nutmeg, and you're left with cooked agave. Really on your palate. This is one that I definitely love to sip. I've never mixed it in a cocktail. It's just something that I really like to drink. Now, what sets Nueve Uno apart? It isn't just its flavor, it's its philosophy. Their name, 9 and 1, symbolizes a cycle of life. Every moment from beginning to end is worth celebrating. The team behind Nueve Uno believes this tequila should mark those meaningful milestones, weddings, reunions, quiet nights, or just the joy of being alive. Not to mention every once in a while, a loud Sammy Hagar song. They're deeply committed to sustainable soil practices and respect for the land, something that Alex and master distiller Naomi Partida both work very passionately about. The tequila really is made with intention, not marketing hype. I honestly think this is one of the most overlooked, underrated tequilas on the market right now. If you enjoy classic valley style profiles and old school tequila with a great agave flavor and some barrel influence, this one deserves a spot on your shelf. If you go over to Agave Matchmaker, you'll see that it's rated very high, and a lot of the traditional enthusiasts love this tequila. If you haven't already watched the video, the interview with Alec Beckett, to hear the story behind this brand, do it now. You'll gain an appreciation for everything that goes into this bottle. If you've tried Nueva Ona yourself, drop your tasting notes in the comments below. I'd love to see it. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share this video. It really helps other tequila lovers discover brands like this one. Cheers, my friend. And remember, when it's Nueva Ona, every pour tells a story. Cheers.